This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Hump day. It's 8:08 on Wednesday morning, and your first chance at Hawaii. Yeah, we've got Hawaii. Send someone to Aulani, the best place in Hawaii. And your first chance is coming up at 9 o'clock. There's four chances today to get qualified, 9, noon, 3, and 5. You get qualified, you're in the running, you could find yourself at Aulani. Okay, we're going to start with R. Kelly. I just feel like I can't get away from this guy. So the best part of the whole R. Kelly thing that's happening right this moment is Gayle King. I just think it's priceless. The expression on her, here, I'm going to hand you these Instagrams. The expression that she's got on her face as he is ranting and raving and freaking out is priceless.
But that's the exact thing I was talking about with Robin Roberts, was these situations where her reaction has to be that. Because if she seems complicit or almost cheering him on or too friendly.
Why would she?
But that's the problem when you meet, when you're doing an interview with I can see why she would be like, I have to
be objective.
I have to manage this situation yeah. carefully because, one, why even interview the guy? What's the point?
Well,
we know
the
he's
point
guilty.
The point is ratings.
Right. So there it is. But she needs to make sure she's not cheering him on in any way, but I guess for the sake of ratings, she has to keep the interview going, right?
Yeah. Sure. Well, although,
so to just
I would
attack
argue there
him,
are, there are some people who, right, she's got to be diplomatic enough to keep him in the chair, hard enough to keep people thinking, okay, she's asking the right questions. But honestly, if he loses his S and storms off the set, that's not bad for them either.
You know, it's
they still get talked about.
It sounds like a bunch of agreements were made in advance, which we're familiar with, and she went right against those immediately, which is another move. You can do that.
Brittany, did you happen to look at that? Remember there were two parts to the little preview interview that I sent you this morning? In the very beginning of the first clip that they air, she asks a question. He basically says, yeah, we just talked about how you weren't going to ask me about this.
Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, see if you can find it real fast. So basically, part one, it looks like, has aired, at least on the East Coast. I'm not sure that we've gotten to it here locally.
I'm sure they're
still pre-selling it. Maybe it's coming up this hour. But he exploded with rage, vehemently denying sexually abusing underage girls in this interview, that part one of which aired this morning. And he even said that he basically said that these families sold their daughters to him.
He did?
Yes. Here's what he said. Because he's been accused of holding women hostage in his home as part of a sex cult. He insists he was in a relationship with these women, Jocelyn Savage and Azrael Clary. I don't know what the status is now. They're the two who he happened to have, and the families are going crazy trying to get them when all this went down. He says, what kind of love is it that keeps these young women away from their families? What kind of father, what kind of mother would sell their daughter to a man? And Gayle King says, you're saying these parents handed you their daughters, Azrael and Jocelyn? Is that what you're saying? And he says, absolutely. So he says sell. She says hand. I wish she had said, what do you mean sell? What do you mean sell? Mm-hmm. Did you buy these girls? He said he agreed to do this interview because he's very tired of all the lies. I've been hearing things and, just seeing things on the blogs. I'm just tired. And she says, what are the lies you're hearing that disturb you most? And he said, oh, my God, all of them. Got little girls trapped in the basement, helicopters over my house trying to rescue someone that doesn't need rescuing because they're not in my house, handcuffing people, starving people. I have a harem, a cult. I don't even really know what a cult is, but I know I don't have one. Uh, let's see. I guess at one point his publicist has to intervene and mm-hmm. get him calmed down because he broke into tears. He was. We heard that clip earlier this morning about in where he swears and he's crying.
There were no tears, by the way.
Well, he put on
just
a cry face.
Just sounds like it.
Put on a cry face.
Yeah. I'm surprised if there's a publicist there that that person didn't take him away by the hand, physically take him away immediately.
Right.
And realize.
Isn't it their job
this
for him
is
to
not
answer
a
those
good,
questions?
I just realized this was a huge mistake. We should have never agreed to this.
So his publicist intervened, calmed him down. The camera started rolling again as he was getting his makeup touched up. He said, I hope this camera keep going. This is not true. It doesn't even make sense. Why would I hold all these women? Gail King from CBS This Morning, then gently urged him, don't just rant at the camera. You sound like you're playing the victim here. He says, I'm just telling the truth. So I guess part two of it, I don't know if the part where he's standing up and screaming at the camera is on today's episode or tomorrow's episode, because we haven't had a look at it yet. Were you able to find the part at the beginning of that first clip? No, you're not seeing that?
I'm not.
That's fine.
I was like five videos here.
Don't worry about it. Moving on. So that's happening. If you're interested, if you haven't had enough of R. Kelly for one lifetime, you're certainly going to see plenty of that.
And what was there was another story about his the child support that he still hasn't paid.
Right. He owes over $160,000 in child support. So no matter what happens with this particular thing, if he doesn't come up with that money, and I think the deadline was like, I thought it was this week, you said.
I think so.
And
So he ends up in jail
so
on
he ends
that.
Up in jail anyway. The Finding Neverland, or I'm sorry, it's Leaving Neverland. Two-part documentary is all finished. It's all wrapped up on HBO, but of course you can watch that anytime you want, and people are watching it, but not his family. Paris Jackson is not swayed, of course, by the allegations against her dad in Leaving Neverland. She firmly believes Michael Jackson was not a child molester.
I wonder how old she was when he passed.
Well, he passed in 2009, and she's... Is she still a teenager?
No.
I don't know. You think she's 21 by now?
I think she's in her 20s.
Yeah.
But that's a guess.
So she was still a little... Even if she's 21, she was 11. Mm. He died in June, maybe, of 2009?
July.
Okay, in the summer. So, yeah, she was a, 10 or 11-year-old. But old enough to...
Remember they got up when they did that farewell or... Whatever you call that ceremony, her and her brother
they spoke,
went up on
right.
stage. Yeah, I don't know if the little brother did. Maybe
I'm not sure.
But they made
Blanket.
A statement. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They were actually sort of well spoken, and that was the first time we ever saw any of their faces too. Because if you recall, he would put a hood over their heads or a mask
or heard
or whatever.
Their voice. Yeah.
Right. And since then, we've certainly seen plenty of all of them. So I don't know how much she knew about what the allegations against him even were. I'm sure it wasn't talked about in the family. I'm sure he wasn't
you
coming
can't
home
get
saying,
"Get away from the media."
Right?
They knew.
She says that she has not seen the documentary. She was not offered the chance to see it before Sundance. Apparently, they said she could see it, and she says, "No, you didn't." She's not the least bit torn or conflicted about its content, as far as she's concerned. Wade Robson and James Safechuck's graphic descriptions of their alleged molestation. She feels that that's all made up. The Jackson family as a whole has been very outspoken about their anger over the documentary. Tito's son, Taj Jackson, says he thinks that the Robson in particular is making it all up for revenge. Debbie Rowe, that's Paris and Prince Michael, is that the older kid's name? Mm-hmm. She's their mom, and she's also avoiding it. She says she doesn't see a point in watching it because Michael's been dead for years. Basically, the family's making a pretty united stance. The Oprah special afterward is, if you're interested and you're watching this, it sounds like that is actually, she talks to them about why did you come forward now? And one came forward because the other came forward. One didn't even know that anything wrong had happened to him. was that brainwashed that even now, 10 years after Jackson's death, and I don't know how old these guys are now, in their late 20s, early 30s.
Probably early 30s.
I don't even, they were just like, we thought that we were protecting someone who loved us.
Yeah. I think in their mind, they didn't think that this was abuse.
Right. Right. They'd never put that tag
on
it.
They thought this was love that they were sharing.
It's interesting because how do you grow up in today's society where we talk about pedophilia all the time? Mm-hmm. I've never heard more about it than in the last 10 years. How do you not hear that and go, holy crap, I was totally molested?
Mm-hmm.
So the one guy said it took him holding his own son and going, holy crap, this is what a child is.
Right.
This is so easily manipulated and abused.
And it's such an innocent little being.
Mm-hmm. And that's when he really started to realize that what had happened to him was, in fact, abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came forward, the other guy came forward. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which one came forward first.
I think Wade came forward first.
Robson.
Mm-hmm.
And then Safe Chuck was the one who mm-hmm. sort of went, holy crap, he's saying that was abuse? Let me think on that. And that guy was saying, I have been a very disturbed person, and I never really knew why.
Mm-hmm.
That I had all this anxiety and felt like guilt about things, but couldn't pin it on anything. Hmm. I mean, these guys were just mind effed.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, the really disturbing thing is that the training started the first minute they started hanging out with Michael Jackson.
Yeah. One of them had stated that, for lack of better terms, grooming had occurred even before they met Michael Jackson. Because they were such big fans of his and had already fallen in love with him, this celebrity who they were trying to, you know, emulate. And in their minds, the grooming had started way before even meeting him.
And he always had kids around him.
Yeah.
I wish I was one of those kids.
Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, isn't that part of the grooming, I would imagine? He's he's always got friends that are little kids.
Mm.
I don't know. It's so...
The parents. That's disturbing.
The parents thing is like... I just can't imagine if my kid met some grown-up celebrity, my kid would get to say hi, stand there for a picture, we're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You want to buy us a sandwich? Nah, we got this, dude. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice day.
Right.
No, we'll buy our own sandwich.
Right.
Like, I don't know how you get...
Especially once there's been the slightest whiff of him being inappropriate with children.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I don't even take my kid to the meet and greet. Nah, no, you know, I wouldn't want to fall into that trap.
Right.
650 says, you guys remember who Wade Robson is, right? He was the choreographer and good friend of Justin Timberlake. He's the one that Britney cheated on Justin with.
No.
Oh,
so,
that's why they keep, I keep seeing this. So, that's who Britney cheated with. And I'm
because,
like, what are you talking
so
about?
So Wade, you know, was dancing as good as Michael Jackson. And then he became a choreographer. And did Britney's shows as well as NSYNC's
shows. Oh, I didn't know
shows.
That.
Huh. But that has always been the rumor that she cheated with Wade on Justin Timberlake. Later on, as he was working with Britney Spears, Michael Jackson started calling him because he had some kind of fascination with Britney Spears and he wanted to meet her and all this kind of stuff.
Oh. Oof. Mm-hmm. The family is saying, I think it's Wade Robson, that he's, this is like a revenge thing for some job he didn't get, some gig he didn't get.
It's that Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show.
Right.
That supposedly he wanted to be in. He wanted to be the guy, and they said no. He didn't get the job, so now he's coming out.
Hmm.
So he did a slasher movie to get back at a dead guy?
Right, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
Emojis.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of interracial emojis now that are going to be out. And this is actually the result of a Tinder campaign. I guess that they said, you know, love is all colors and all genders.
They've expanded that even just the single-use hand. Now you can pick your own skin color. So they've become more sensitive to...
But all full-size humans apparently were depicted as that sort of generic yellow.
Oh, okay.
Now they've got different shades of brown, different shades of white, different shades of hair, and two girls, two guys, mixes of races in like a hetero couple. You know what they don't have here, though, Vinny, is any bald dudes. In fact, I couldn't find a white dude with brown hair, even with the brown girl. Here's the new ones. I guess we'll have to petition further to get you your exact couple
you know what?
Emoji.
I'm okay.
You
I
sure?
really, yes.
You know, I just want to make sure that your feelings are taken into
they
consideration.
They don't need to
here.
Address me where that's concerned. I'm sure there are people who feel burned by that, but I do. I am not one of them.
Is there any old people, did you say?
I don't see any old people. They're all sort of, you know, they all look in their 20s, these couples on the emojis. But it's exactly what you think. It's just sort of stiff-looking emojis with, you know, holding hands.
My chick uses the brown skin hand, though, when she gives me.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. That's she's brown.
Sure. Yeah. Why would she use any other color?
But I use yellow, and I'm not yellow, so I don't know what that means. I just use the regular one.
Use the
that's
one
there.
That pops up.
That's the one I use.
When I was a little kid, I would color, and I'd color the skin a brown until because I thought, you know, everyone's skin is brown, and then someone pointed it out to me, and I went, oh, everyone's not brown.
Hmm.
And then you noticed.
Mm-hmm. Then I woke up.
Go look at that. It's a whole rainbow around me. Kylie Jenner is rich. Bloomberg billionaires and Forbes are talking about how she's just become the youngest self-made billionaire. Bloomberg classifies people as self-made if they don't inherit their wealth through marriage, death, or bequests.
All right.
Because some people are born billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could be the youngest billionaire ever, but that's because... you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, and it's all encrusted in diamonds. And the Hope Diamond is at the end of it. So they're saying it's her 128 million Instagram followers. So in some ways, the success that she has, you obviously can trace right back to her family. They're a successful family when it comes to being in people's faces and being on TV and being famous. For whatever they're famous for.
Pop culture
celebrities. Yeah. And the 128 million Instagram followers, she basically leveraged that popularity to promote her products, and it worked. I wanted to say, I don't see it. Oh, here it is. Kylie Cosmetics, she founded that herself in 2015. They say she, and listen, they make assumptions here about what her worth is because, I don't know, I guess they don't have any way of actually pinpointing it, but they base their valuation of the company on other cosmetics companies that do the same amount of business. She posted $360 million in revenue last year, about a 9% increase over 2017. They're assuming she owns 90% of the company, and they say the rest of that, her mom, Chris, owns 10% of that. So congratulations to Kylie Jenner. She is, in fact, according to Forbes and Bloomberg Billionaire, the world's youngest self-made billionaire. So
there's reports that Kim's really upset about this.
Well, yeah. She wants to be the billionaire. Well, she should have come up with Kylie Cosmetics then. And as far as the rest of the Kardashian thing goes, I don't even want to go into it. Like, I'll let you know if Jocelyn Woods or Jordan Woods ever gets back in the good graces, but that's not happening yet. I guess she's feeling pretty good because Khloe tweeted a couple things. She said, what's been harder and more painful is being hurt by someone so close to me, someone whom I love and treat like a little sister. But Jordan is not to be blamed for the breakup of my family. This was Tristan's fault. And she's like, oh, my God, away back in.
Moving truck heads back to Kylie's.
Yeah, I guess there's a bunch of her stuff still at Kylie's house. Like that she didn't, she just took what she needed, hoping to get
it
back in
over.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck to her.
You don't think it will?
I don't, but what do I know? Vinny.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this story as I wrap up the 8 o'clock trash because this just happened to you. You came back to your car. And the window was smashed, and
yes,
your crap was gone.
It did happen to me.
Well, it also happened to young Dolph.
Here in San Francisco?
No.
By the way, if that's happened to you recently, I think it's the Chronicle put the map out of where this happens daily. And it's happening daily in San Francisco at the most alarming rate. And it's actually better than it used to be.
Mm.
But
hard
they
to
have
believe.
The map that shows
it's thickly covered in places where incidents
it's
happen.
It's ridiculous. And I guess no one is willing to say anything, or these guys are so fast.
Hmm. What would you say the value is of the stuff you lost that day?
Well, if I hadn't
an iPad.
Let's say I hadn't been able to nuke my iPad and it wasn't passcoded,
yeah,
I would have been in big trouble because all the stuff's on there. I use my iPad like a computer every day. Mm. So that would have been
a disaster.
Yeah, for sure.
Your banking.
Right.
Your naked pictures.
Right. Yes. Yeah. As a matter of fact. Exactly
so
right.
So you nuked it. So, but that's worth X amount. So you call it two grand.
Okay. Let's just say it this way. It wasn't about the price of what they took. Mm. It's about what it took to get that window fixed. Mm-hmm.
That was
a week of driving with a parka on while the window froze me out.
Well, this young Dolph lost about $500,000 worth of stuff. Because he was so smart, he left it all in the car. He went in to eat in a restaurant. He has a, it looks like a G-Wagon. That's a Mercedes, right? This happened Friday while he was in a restaurant. They made off with cash, electronics, and jewelry, including a $230,000 watch.
See, I don't have stuff like that. Even at my house, you wouldn't be able to.
Here's some of the jewelry that's missing, Vinny. He says he's chill about it.
Look at that ring.
He doesn't care. He's too blessed and highly favored to give a damn about material stuff.
Who's Young Dolph?
Well, let's hear. Were you able to find some Young Dolph music? And how did he wind up with $500,000 worth of stuff? How does this guy have $500,000? Oh, my God. This is absolute. This is like a joke song.
This guy's big?
Is
that the biggest song?
I've never heard of
him. That was the first thing that popped up.
He's been around a couple years, but internet says he stands at $1 million of a net worth.
Well, half of it just went away.
Yeah.
Yikes. That guy.
I don't know. I know that, you know, having to wear a parka and drive at 3 or 4 a.m, that was a B.
Mm.
And then I had to wait to order the window and get a borrowed car.
Yeah,
in
this
order
guy
to
didn't.
Be.
He just had some dude who got him another car.
It was like, honestly, 3 weeks of torture after that because of the 1 minute.
I know. That you were in that store.
That I went in the store to get some little rubber bands from the sports basement.
What's coming up in the news?
Lady Spacewalk.
Oh.
Coming up after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. And actually, it has stopped raining in downtown. The sky, I actually see blue sky.
It's gorgeous here.
Yeah. Oh,
well, enjoy it if you've got it. It's supposed to rain all day.
Right.
So.
Rain heavy at times.
Yeah.
And continuing into tomorrow. And snow still falling in Tahoe.
And speaking of tomorrow, that is, of course, when we peak for the week. Monster movie review.
That's correct, everyone. We're going to be reviewing Captain Marvel, the highly anticipated Captain Marvel, Brie Larson. Rudy's definitely coming in. Bryn saw the movie, so we'll get his 2 cents. And I think Mark is coming in. I don't know.
Mark
saw
it with you guys?
Yeah.
I read a review that said it was the best superhero movie going.
Really?
Of all time.
Is that right?
I couldn't agree with that. I think there's at least 30 other movies that are better. But get the full review tomorrow.
All right. Tomorrow, 9:15 or so, we peak for the week with the Monster Movie Review.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started today on a new healthy you.
All right.
Here's what's happening. Don't forget Survivor's on tonight.
I do not worry.
It's also Ash Wednesday. Mm. And according to Human, you need to go to church for an hour before you've earned your ashes.
Yeah, you can't just go get ashes to go. You can't just stop by someone's ashtray.
It's a service.
It's a service.
Yeah.
He's the decider.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Thank you, Human, for deciding.
The FDA approves a controversial drug for depression called Spravato. Mm. It's a nasal spray made by Johnson & Johnson.
That's nice.
They say it's a close chemical relation to ketamine, which is known as Special K to the kids on the party scene.
Oh, I got to get me some.
Special K?
No, ketamine, spray face of.
Oh, you,
Lynn.
You do you have depression?
Oh my God, I'm so depressed right now. I need to get it.
So, you know, the people that really have
I know,
it
I'm just
like screw you.
I'm trying
Sarah.
To cheer them up.
Anyway, the FDA approved this. They're calling it controversial, but it's a drug for depression. They approved it yesterday. It could be the first of a long-awaited wave of new treatments. They say there are concerns about abuse because it's closely related to ketamine.
Well, what does that do to you, ketamine?
Let me see if I have that.
Is it like feelings of well-being?
It's been shown in studies to have fast-acting impact on depression symptoms, but also it's just a party drug, which it's known for its heady effects on the brain.
Uh-oh. So it makes you kooky?
I don't know. I never did any kind of... I don't even know if that was being... Special K was done in a pill or smoking form. I have no idea.
I remember the first time hearing about Special K was that Eddie Murphy, perhaps the Raw video... Where
oh, he said,
about it.
Wow, that was years ago.
That's the 80s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look that up. I need to know about this Special K.
Yeah, I've heard it comes in powder form, too.
Oh.
They're calling it ketamine is sister drug of PCP.
Oh, boy. I don't need that.
That's what one article says.
Tell you something. PCP, there's nothing good comes out of PCP. People get naked, eat each other. It's like literally,
it's dissociative anesthetic.
That is what they
bath
do.
Bath salts.
No. Doesn't matter. Same thing.
PCP have supernatural strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you totally crush people in your bare hands.
The FDA approved the use of Spravato to be taken with another antidepressant such as Zoloft for patients with treatment-resistant depression.
Oh.
So this is a good thing, but the problem with depression treatments, and it's been the case, it's what we see... That's why Chris Cornell's not with us anymore. Sometimes these things have bad side effects. A person's given the stuff. They're taking it by themselves. And there he is, a rock star alone in a hotel,
right,
having bad side effects to something he's been taking. And it sounds like he was abusing it, too, which they say here. They're saying it.
There's
it's something they
abuse.
Have. They have concerns about abuse with it.
Well,
so...
So Spravato, I guess if we start seeing ads for it, it'll have the long list of side effects.
Yeah.
I like when you see like in a magazine in the doctor's office and it'll be like Spravato, you know, pictures of flowers and puppies and all things that are happy and rainbows and stuff. And then on the other page is like 1,000 words in tiny print of all the things that'll do to you. So I can't wait to see that.
The article is talking about how this is whatever side effects it comes with. It's good news. Most of the depression... treatments are decades old, and so these are the first round of new treatments that need to be put into, I guess, I hate to say it, but into use in order to find out if these are going to be considerably better than Prozac,
right,
or Zoloft.
Well, and it sounds like they're actually pretty instantaneous. If you're taking a spray up your nose, like I want to say Prozac takes a whole month to get enough into your system where you're starting to sort of feel the leveled out feelings of that. Mm. At least, I don't know, people who've told me that. I don't know.
510 says, I was just listening to an NPR podcast during the break, and it said that the drug will only be administered at a facility, and you can't take it home to try to keep it from being abused.
Oh. So not every day I got to, that's depressing. Every day I got to go to the doctor's office and get a spray up my nose?
Well, if you need that to feel okay, it's worth it.
I guess.
I mean, think of all the things you do on a regular basis in the name of trying to feel better or have some fun. Add that to the mix, it's nothing. At least in the beginning.
I guess.
I would do it. If I was dark all the time and that's what lifted me out of it.
Don't they have those centers everywhere in Vinny? The only reason I know about this is because my friend works over in Santa Cruz. And... to get off of heroin, they give you some kind of...
Oh, methadone.
Methadone. So they go to the methadone clinic, right, and they get their little... Every day, they have to go and get their little
dose,
liquid, whatever it is. So that's something that they do every single day. Yeah, you're going somewhere if you want to get better.
Seems like a lot.
Well,
yeah.
For the first time in history, an all-female crew will conduct a spacewalk at the International Space Station.
How exciting.
As part of Expedition 59, NASA astronauts Anne McLean and Christina Koch will carry out a spacewalk on March 29th.
How do you spell that?
K-O-C-H.
Koch? Koch?
Koch?
The Koch brothers.
I don't know.
K-O-C-H. Yeah.
You don't think it's Koch?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Anyway, I wish him
Let's
the best.
Let's just go cock.
And it's fun.
Yes, go cock.
Yeah. All female
you never
crew
go walk.
Doing a spacewalk during Women History Month.
Nice.
Right?
Sure. That's what March is. So they tell me.
A 27-year-old guy in Orlando has been trying to get his Nissan Altima out of impound for about a month. After it had gotten towed.
Boy, those tow charges are going to add the storage charges. Ooh, 100-something bucks a day. Yeah.
When he finally went to get it back on Saturday, the owner of the lot was out grabbing food and had his keys. So he had to wait a little longer. But apparently he was fed up at this point, and instead of waiting, he started throwing Molotov cocktails at his own car.
This guy.
He threw at least three of them over the fence.
At his own car?
Yeah. Set the trunk of his car on fire.
So this dude's brilliant.
While he was doing it, the owner of the lot showed up with his keys.
Oh, oops.
The
Sorry,
lot
you got
owner,
a fire extinguisher?
Darnell Adams, he says that he's not sure what the guy was thinking, but he's already paid almost $300 to get his car out, so...
Here you go.
He could have left it and been a little more patient.
Yeah, sometimes you just reach the end, and you've got Molotov cocktails with you, so...
Yeah, now he's facing charges for arson and building a firebomb.
Yeah. What a dummy.
Well,
I don't get it. I don't understand, man.
Here's three new stats about our snacking habits. You love snacking.
I do. I snack all the time.
Salty stuff is our most popular snack choice, like regular potato chips and peanuts.
Yeah, they're nice.
Popcorn, I guess, salt. would. Cheesy or spicy snacks are next, like Flamin' Hot Cheetos or chips with flavor. And sweet snacks like candy and cookies are third.
Well,
I agree that
it just
I
depends
want
what's in front of me.
I want a little candy as a dessert type thing, but I wouldn't snack on candy.
You know what I've been noticing lately is like the bars are everywhere. John bought this box of mini Kind bars at Costco or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, get these out of the house. They're 100 because they're like they look like the bite size candy bars you get at Halloween time.
Sure.
Yeah,
they're 100 calories each, and you eat them like they're nothing, and they're salty.
No, you eat them like
sweet.
They're nothing.
You're right. I do. I eat them like they're nothing. I had like four of them yesterday, and then I was thinking about it, I'm like, Jesus, I stuck 400 calories into my day that didn't need to be there just because they're right there. Like, oh, let me grab that. Yeah, look, it's got chocolate on it. Yeah. Oh, this one's caramel. Yeah. I don't like it. Snacking.
I've noticed that my kid, such a neat, weird thing to see my kid go, I'll just get a bar, and you're like, look at this kid go, that's a decent snack,
right?
Except not those.
A lot of them are like candy bars.
Well, no, we're not having those ones. The ones we have are not at all sugary or
like, which ones, what's the brand?
That's the brand.
Let me look at that.
She eats a whole one of those.
Go macro bar.
That's the one I eat too.
Peanut butter.
If you need to bring snack to a friend's house, what do you grab? The most common answer is popcorn.
Really?
Uh-huh. Two-thirds of us buy snacks at least once a week. No?
It's a lot of calories.
Well, but I'm having it in place. That's my breakfast.
Yeah.
How many?
I had a yogurt.
If I could hold myself to that.
How many calories?
Almost 300.
Oh. One bar.
Yeah.
Right. And a thing of yogurt? And I don't eat again till lunch?
Well, it's great. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately for me, I'm like, well, I ate that an hour ago. And now I'm hungry for something
What's
else.
What's next? What do we have in the office?
I know. I've been eating those like rice roller things.
Yeah, those are good.
They're not bad.
I
but
feel
man,
really good
it's like
about that.
It's like eating dust, you know?
Yeah, it gives you something to crunch on. I like crunchy.
Yeah, I like crunchy too. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's...
That's fine. I mean,
good,
if it works for you. Me? Those are at my house? I'd have four of them in a day. Like, oh, well, I'll just have a snack bar. What?
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Vinny, just another reason to do your shopping on Amazon. Don't need to find parking and risk a smash and grab. Mm. That's the sad thing, and we've talked about this for years here in San Francisco, whether it be the parking problem or now this smash and grab.
Right.
I like Sports Basement, but mm-hmm. you're right. I won't go there again. Not that one.
Yep.
I'll never go back there again.
Right.
And I like the people there, and I like the products they offer, right. and yet I can't, no. The answer is no.
Well, and there it is, you know.
And it's the burn too. It's that I've been here and I'm it's like no, I'm what am I stupid? I'm going to leave my car here again?
Right.
No chance.
Well, you could not leave your briefcase on
right,
the front.
but it's too late. I'm burned and I don't risk that again.
Right.
Sorry. Sports Basement. I'll find you on down the peninsula ways.
Yeah. Not that it can happen there either.
Yeah, it can happen anywhere.
Vinny, my husband's a police officer in San Francisco. We were in the city a couple of weekends ago, walking back to our car and watched a guy break a window two cars behind us. My husband was holding our five-month-old daughter and yelled, "Drop it, police!" The guy jumped into a car that was waiting for him in the street and drove off. I didn't realize it, but that's one of the moves, too. Hmm. Out on the Coast Highway.
Uh-huh.
I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to anyway. I leave the house without my phone and without my wallet because their smash and grabs happen out there all the time. And I never really knew what
it was. Well, it's pretty remote.
I wondered
until
about that.
I saw them, mm-hmm. and they are doing it with a driver. I mm-hmm. thought it was like the derelicts that crawl out of the bushes and like bang your, right. you know, crawl back into the bushes. And I don't know what they do back there. But it turns out it's guys in cars who've got a driver that they jump out, smash and grab. You're out in the surf, especially if you walked a distance to get there.
Right. You might even see it happening and be too far away to
right.
do anything.
Exactly right.
Although the one thing I would say, if I was going to be in the city doing it, I don't know if I'd do the getaway car because there's a red light right there. And if that one's green, there's still a red light one block further down.
And there's a Lyft.
And there's an Uber and a Lyft in my way. Right.
I think if you're a criminal, you're not stopping for red lights. I mean,
oh, true.
They've already robbed you and smashed windows and, you know.
Now they're trying to make a clean getaway.
Frank, what are you doing? Well, there's a red light. Huh. Great. We're going to jail, Frank.
There's cars coming.
No, you just go.
Oh, God, Vinny.
What's wrong? Well, what do you mean, Vinny? I'm
not
the guy doing it.
Now they're killing people? Just seems like a dumb choice to make in the city.
Look, don't you believe... I believe this just as someone who, when you're being aggressive to do something like surfing or skateboarding, if you take a turn, like, I'm going... Other people will be like, yee. So a person running a red light who runs it, other people will be like, yikes.
Yeah, hope they're not texting. I mean, listen, actually, I hope they are because I want that robber to get caught.
Right.
I don't know who I'm arguing for.
But
here.
I'm just saying that I think that that's the way that would go if they're using a car for
well,
a getaway.
Well, if someone's booking down the street after, hey, got park here with my stuff.
Oh, there's a yellow. I better stop.
Well, there's other cars in question. I mean, there's, you know, sometimes you don't have a clear shot to run your red light.
I tried watching Neverland, but it's so disturbing and hard to get through. Brutal.
It is.
Shame on him.
Mm. My husband had a walk out.
Oh.
He walked back in a few times then towards the end. He goes, I just can't. I can't.
Well, it just sounds like some of the graphic things you were telling me about. I just, I cannot, I don't really want to have those images in my head. No,
they're
thanks.
Still stuck in my head.
Mm. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll finish up the text right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.